The following is a recording of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. For more information, visit gpts.edu.
Amen. I'm going to read to us from
the book of Acts, Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 23. This is when Peter and John were released from the Sanhedrin. When they were released, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard it, they lifted their voices to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth, the sea, and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, Why do the Gentiles rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly in this city, there are gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan hath predestined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon the threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. You may be seated. Probably one of the biggest things in terms of the mission field, and probably with all of us in our ministries, as we heard yesterday in the chapel service, is the need for boldness to speak God's word. It becomes particularly difficult when you live in a nation that persecution isn't just verbal. It isn't just the way you get treated sometimes disrespectfully or in a way that doesn't, that other people around you are being treated, but really becomes physical, oppressing, struggle, difficulties. Many of our missionaries, at least in our Reformed communities, are under difficulties. You know, in the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, we've been run out of several countries. Our missionaries are having trouble getting back into China at this particular time because of the persecution. Zacharias Abraham is down in Atlanta because he had to flee his country of Eritrea. Malaku Solomon, who I work with in Ethiopia, had to leave his country because of persecution. He is here in the States, also in Atlanta. God has his purposes in all things. And so Luke writes for us here where the people pray, and he says, For truly in this city there are gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, to do whatsoever your hand and your plan has predestinated to take place. Peter knew that God was in sovereign control no matter what was going on. Even this persecution was under God's sovereign control and God's purposes would be fulfilled. But it didn't hinder him from going on to say, And now, Lord, look upon the threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness. In the midst of all the persecution, in the midst of all the trials, the troubles, everything that was going on, Peter says, Listen, I recognize that it is your purpose, it's your sovereign plan. But Lord, give us grace that no matter what it is that's going on, that we might preach the word with boldness. That we might not fail in announcing this good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he says, And while you, Lord, stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. He says, continue this work. Cause it to go on. And it says, And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the gospel with boldness. That's what we need to pray daily for those on the mission field, is that no matter what they're experiencing, that they have the confidence that God does all things, and he does all things well. And even in the midst of the most severe persecution, Zacharias Abraham was put in a shipping container when it was 104 degrees outside for 2 weeks. When they finally opened it up 2 weeks later, he was nearly dead. nearly baked in the shipping container. But he knew God had his purpose. He knew God was sovereign. When he came out of that shipping container, he said, "The Lord gave me boldness, and I went back and preached to my congregation." We need to pray for these men and women on the mission field, that God would give them boldness to speak, no matter what their circumstances are, because our God is in control. Dr. McGraw, would you open us in prayer?
Thank you for watching this production of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. For more information, visit gpts.edu.